Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Steve from Swampscott.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm very good. I'm all right. Great to talk to you. And I'm looking forward to beating you.
Okay, then. Let's go.
Steve's up early and on vacation, Kennedy.
Oh. You're playing Can't Beat Kennedy on your vacation?
I am. I love you guys. I'm an avid listener.
Well, we love you too, Steve. Group hug for everybody. Group hug.
Group hug.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio.
I will kick him. Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too, Kennedy.
There she goes, Miss America. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win the money. Kennedy now over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. We don't know what's on Keanu Reeves' mind, but he will tell us. He says, right now I'm 59. I'm thinking about death all of the time. Hopefully it's not crippling, but hopefully it's sensitized us to an appreciation of the breath we have. Can you name the movie series in which Keanu Reeves plays an assassin and fights a lot of people?
The Matrix.
Question number two. Celine Dion is reportedly being paid $2 million to sing one song during the Olympic ceremony. Her song, My Heart Will Go On, was the theme for one of the most famous movies of all time. Name the film.
Titanic.
Katy Perry's critically unpopular new song, Woman's World, failed to make the top 40. It debuted at number 63, and her new album, 143, will drop in September. When Katy Perry performed at the Super Bowl, one of the sharks kept screwing up the choreography. Which shark was it?
Oh, shoot. I don't remember that.
Question number four. Snoop Dogg will carry the Olympic torch at this year's ceremony. Snoop Dogg rose to fame through his features for another famous 90s rapper and producer. Can you name that person?
Oh, shoot. I don't know that one either.
Question number five. Jason Aldean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now he can say that the Hulkster is a friend. Jason said, in this business, I've learned you never know what's going to happen the next day. I had no idea I'd be buddies with Hulk Hogan, but here we are. What does Hulk Hogan do with his shirt before every wrestling match?
He ripped it apart in the front.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, come on. Hey, didn't wave at her very well. We got to remember to wave at Kennedy, Mac. I did a mini wave. Sorry, Kennedy.
I swear, there are times.
Well, I
can't hear you in there.
I got a lot going on over here, Kennedy. There's a lot of buttons to push, a lot of things to write down.
Yeah.
My brain is going in 50 million different directions.
All right.
Steve got 2 out of 5.
Okay, well done, Steve.
Thank you.
These are tough.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's on Keanu Reeves' mind, Kennedy? Well, he's going to tell us. He says, I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all of the time. Hopefully it's not crippling, but hopefully it sensitizes us to an appreciation of the breath we have. Name the movie series in which Keanu Reeves plays an assassin and fights a lot of people.
John Wick.
John Wick. Yes, not The Matrix.
Okay.
In The Matrix, he was a hacker. 1-0. Question number two. Celine Dion is reportedly being paid $2 million to sing one song during the Olympic ceremony, during the opening ceremonies. Her song, My Heart Will Go On, was the theme for one of the most famous movies of all time. Name the film.
Titanic.
2-1. Katy Perry's critically unpopular new song, Woman's World, failed to make the top 40 in its debut. It only landed at number 63. Her new album, 143, will drop in September. When Katy performed at the Super Bowl, one of the sharks kept screwing up the choreography. Which shark was it?
Left shark.
It was left shark. 3-1. Snoop Dogg will carry the Olympic torch at this year's ceremony. Snoop Dogg rose to fame through his features for another famous rapper and producer. Name that person.
Oh, I don't know. Dr. Dre. Ooh.
Good guess. You're out here on these streets, Kennedy.
I sure am, Carson. I sure am.
Question number five. Jason Aldean grew up thinking Hulk Hogan was a superhero, and now the Hulkster apparently is a friend. He says, in this business, I've learned you never know what's going to happen the next day. I had no idea I'd be buddies with Hulk Hogan, but here we are. What does Hulk Hogan do with his shirt before every match?
He tears it off his body.
Yes, he does. Ooh. You got to let those pythons breathe, Kennedy. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Steve. You don't get the cash. But we do appreciate you getting up early, listening to the show on your vacation, and calling in to play.
We do.
Thank you, guys. Good job, Kennedy.
You too, buddy.
Another group hug for everybody.
Another group hug. I'm here for it.
All right, Steve, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I would like to say my name is Steve from Swampscott, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy right now.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Leah from West Boylston.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
So Leah's in the car with the kids, the husband, going to the airport. Where are you going?
We are going to Tennessee for a family reunion.
Nice.
Oh, that's great. What's give us everybody's names in the car.
Okay, so my name is Leah. I have my husband, Tim, and my two sons, Lucas and Charlie.
Good deal, Lucas and Charlie. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you, and Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. Leah, are you ready?
Yes.
On this day in 1998, Saving Private Ryan was released. Who plays Captain Miller in the movie?
Would that be Matt Damon? I'm going to guess Matt Damon.
Careless Whisper was released today in 1984. Who sings that song?
Careless Whisper.
An 80s icon.
I'm going to guess. Let's see. Who should I guess? Careless Whisper. 1980s. I'm going to guess Cyndi Lauper.
All right. Question number three. Carly Pierce posted a video showing how sweaty she was after her concert in North Carolina. Apparently, the denim romper that she wore was so soaking wet, she joked she'd have to throw it away. Carly became famous in 2017 when she had a big self-written hit. It was number one on the charts. Can you name the song?
Oh, gosh. No.
Question number four. The post office released a new stamp in honor of Alex Trebek's 84th birthday. The current host of Jeopardy is also the show's winningest player. What's his name?
Ken Jennings.
Haley Steinfeld and Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen are Instagram official. Haley voiced Spider-Woman in the Spider-Verse. What is Spider-Woman's real name?
Gwen Stacy.
Was that Lucas or Charlie?
That was Lucas.
Nice job, Lucas. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Where in Tennessee are you guys headed?
We're headed to Pigeon Forge.
Oh, wow. Got to go to Dollywood.
Did she say Pigeon Forge?
She did. Got to go to Dollywood, yes.
We're going to go on Thursday.
That's one of Kennedy's favorite spots.
Awesome. We're excited.
I just love Pigeon Forge.
Leah got 2 out of 5 correct,
All
Kennedy.
All right. Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are really hard, Kennedy.
All right, Dan. Let's go.
Intern Mac is, I don't know. I don't know what kind of deal he's cut with our boss, Sal.
Somebody, he just takes pride in his work.
Somebody suggested that Sal has offered Intern Mac wine from his wine cellar.
Yeah.
On this day in 1998, Saving Private Ryan was released. Who plays Captain Miller in the movie?
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks is correct. 1-0. Careless Whisper was released today in 1984. Who sings that song?
Wham.
Is it Wham or is it George Michael?
George Michael singing, but it's a Wham song.
That is a Wham song.
I don't know. Well, whatever you want.
I don't know. Look, I don't know. Fine.
If that's not the answer, then I trust George Michael as the answer. I trust him.
I believe it's Alrighty. George Michael.
Good enough.
So I'm going to say that. I'm sure I will get text messages.
That's okay.
1-0. Question number 3. Carly Pearce posted a video showing how sweaty she was after her concert in North Carolina. The denim romper was so soaked, she said she probably just have to throw it away. Relatable content,
totally,
right, Kennedy?
Totally.
Carly became famous in 2017. She had a big hit. It was the number one song in the country. She wrote it herself. Do you know the name of the song?
No.
Every Little Thing is the name of the song. 1-0. Question number 4. The post office released a new stamp in honor of Alex Trebek's 84th birthday. The current host of Jeopardy is also the show's winningest player. Name him.
Ken Jennings. Jeez.
2-1. Question number 5. Haley Steinfeld and Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen are Instagram official. Haley voiced Spider-Woman in the Spider-Verse. What is Spider-Woman's real name? She just rolled her eyes. I will say Leah and Lucas got this one right.
Her name is Lois Lane.
Oh, unfortunately, it is correct. Incorrect. Gwen Stacy is the correct answer.
Right, Gwen Stacy.
Hey, intern Max, did you look up the answer for the George Michael question? Go ahead, just tell me. It was George Michael. It was not Wham, Kennedy. Sorry.
Good enough.
Can't give you that one.
That's all right.
2-2 is the final score. Those were Kennedy's going to be so... Kennedy's going to be happy to have producer Dan back, intern Mac. Kennedy's awfully quiet over there, Kennedy.
What do you want me to say?
You always have lots to say. And all of a sudden, you're being very quiet.
I think they're too hard.
Yeah. All right, Leah and Tim and Lucas and Charlie, we appreciate you listening on your way to the airport.
We do.
Have a great time in Pigeon
yes.
Forge. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, this is Leah, Tim, Lucas, and Charlie.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Leah from West Bridgewater.
Hello, Leah.
Good morning.
Earlier, we had Leah from West Boylston.
It's wild.
Oh, that's interesting.
You're not on your way to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee with the family, are you?
Nope, on my way to camp.
Okay.
Equally cool.
Leah, will you get Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And just a heads up, producer Dan off on vacation this week, and intern Mac has been writing the questions. I don't know if you've been listening or not, Leah, but Kennedy says they're way too hard. He's trying to protect Sal's money, apparently.
Okay.
Question number 1. The trailer for the new Joker movie was released yesterday. Who plays the Joker?
Oh, my God. All I can think of is Joaquin Phoenix to you guys now. Wow, this is embarrassing. I don't know.
What did you say? Say that again out loud.
I said I don't know.
Oh.
I thought it was Joaquin Phoenix was the original one, but obviously he passed away. Does that count, Joaquin Phoenix?
Well, yeah, why don't we go with that?
I do
believe he's still alive. I believe you're thinking of is Joaquin Phoenix still alive?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You're thinking about
thinking
his brother.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix.
It's like, unless you know something, I don't know.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm frazzled, I think.
That's okay. Question number 2. Ozzy Osbourne and Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath appear in a new ad for the Aston Villa Football Club. Ozzy's most popular song is also used as the entrance song for the New England Patriots. Name the song.
Crazy Train?
Who is that in the background now helping?
My son Jackson.
Nice job, Jackson. Question number three. Avril Lavigne showed up to the Deadpool and Wolverine premiere with her signature rock star attire. In 2013, she married fellow Canadian Chad Kroeger. Which band is he the lead singer of?
Chad Kroeger. Do you know what he's the lead singer of? Shoot, I don't know.
Question number four. Def Leppard guitarist Phil Collins has written a graphic novel called Hysteria. It is about a demonic guitar. Def Leppard has only had one of their songs reach number one on the Billboard 100. Can you name that song?
I can't. I'm sorry.
And question number five. Halle Berry is celebrating the 20th anniversary of Catwoman. Can you name the movie that starred Tom Hanks and Halle Berry that is notorious for its plot that spans hundreds of years? It's okay to say no. I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that. Sorry. Right, we did so bad, guys.
No, you did great.
Kennedy!
You did great. It's Mac's fault. Intern Mac, I don't know. He just has something to prove this week. He wants to show that he is going to earn this A for his college credit. I think he feels that if too many people win at this game, he might flunk his internship. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Leah from West Bridgewater, with an assist from her son Jackson, got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are super easy, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Said no one. Question number one. The trailer for the new Joker movie was released yesterday. Who plays the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Did you see the trailer?
I did. I never saw the first movie, though, so I don't...
Oh, really?
I don't,
yeah, it's pretty dark.
Not for me.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. How was the trailer?
It just is dark?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why he's in jail. I don't know, because I don't know their story. Right. But.
Ozzy Osbourne and Geezer Butler from Black Sabbath appear in a new ad for the Aston Villa Football Club. Ozzy's most popular song is also used as the entrance song for the New England Patriots. Name the song.
Crazy Train.
Crazy Train, indeed. Tied at 2. Avril Lavigne showed up to the Deadpool and Wolverine premiere with her signature rock star attire. Avril married fellow Canadian Chad Kroeger. Who's the lead singer of which band?
Nickelback.
It is Nickelback. 3-2.
Oh, my goodness.
Def Leppard guitarist Phil Collins has written a graphic novel called Hysteria. It's about a demonic guitar.
Here for it.
Def Leppard has only had one of their songs reach number one on the Billboard 100. Can you name the song?
Pour Some Sugar on Me?
You like to think so, because that's your most popular. It's incorrect. Love Bites.
Oh, interesting.
3-2. Question number five. Halle Berry is celebrating the 20th anniversary of Catwoman. Can you name the movie that starred her and Tom Hanks that is notorious for its plot that spans hundreds of years?
What is the name of that movie where they're all different actors? Something About a Cloud.
Mm. Look at you. I'd never even heard of this movie.
That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. Cloud Atlas?
Oh, right.
Is
there
what intern Mac says?
Yep.
3-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy. You get the win. Leah and Jackson, we do appreciate you listening and playing. What kind of camp is Jackson going to?
He goes to Camp Umegas with his sister Presley in Middleborough.
Nice.
It's like a day camp.
Are you throwing axes or shooting a bow and arrow?
You are doing archery, but it's not axes.
Okay. If you're not doing archery, are you even at camp anymore? Well, have a great time. Leah, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Leah from West Bridgewater, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.